This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Now, lately on the channel, we've been looking at podcasters who like to give out life advice, despite the fact that their own lives seem to be a bit of a shit show. And in the interest in continuing that, today we're going to talk about Fresh and Fit. Now, if you don't know who Fresh and Fit are, they are the number one self-improvement podcast for men in the world. It's hosted by Fresh and Fit themselves, although their real names are Myron and Walter, which wouldn't have had the same ring to it. Myron, I am a bit familiar with some of his quotes, and I see things of his on social media. He's written a book called Why Women Deserve Less, which does sum up a lot of what I've seen him say in the past. Now, to try and boil down their content for people who've never seen it, as someone who doesn't really watch it, I'll be honest, it's generally, get your money up, young men out there, go to the gym, don't take no shit off any woman. In fact, you're above women. Women are beneath you. And to illustrate that, we're going to get on a bunch of OnlyFans chicks and Instagram thoughts and dunk on them and show how intelligent we are by comparison to them to prove our point. And this is a rinse and repeat formula we've seen all over the internet. Many different shows are using it with these Instagram thoughts where they make the men, the hosts, look way more intelligent than they are. Because these women shouldn't be on a talk show. They're literally making money off of how beautiful they are. They're not being paid for how they talk and what they've got to say. So you're setting them up for failure from the second they walk through the door. But they don't mind, because as long as people find out who they are, want to buy their OnlyFans, they're winning. Now, the problem is when you make your name dunking on these Instagram thoughts, saying how silly they are and how stupid they are, then one of them gets pregnant by you and records the phone call of you asking her to get an abortion. And that's today's video. The irony is horrendous. But I do have a smidgen of compassion, because let's be honest, the way she's leaked this video, it's every man's worst nightmare. So let's hear it.
I want the baby because I don't want to kill the baby. I don't want to kill nobody.
You're not. They just give you a pill and it's over.
You've got a thing for a start. Why is she recording this call? She knew before she made the call, he doesn't want this baby. And she did this as a form of a power play, either to blackmail him or to post it online in order to ramp the pressure up, because it's a lot harder for him to dismiss this, ignore this, and walk away from a child when the entire internet know this is the situation. And that's why she's using language like, I don't want to kill the baby, because it's very extreme, it's shocking, and she's aware this is going to be played at a later date. So this is for our benefit.
I'm pregnant.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The pill, they just give it to you from a doctor and then you're good.
I am pregnant.
She doesn't give a fuck about what he wants at all. This is not about you, bro. I've secured the bag.
I can't pretending like nothing happened. I can't. In my religion, we don't kill.
Is part of your religion just shagging around unprotected sex, just not having a wedding ring on? Because I'm going to assume, given most religions are that way, that you should have been married beforehand. If you were that religious, religion didn't apply when she was getting raw dog dicked down by him. It didn't matter then, but now it matters.
You're not killing. Okay.
I feel like he's aware that he can't trust her here by the way he just goes, okay. Because a lot of men at this point would be freaking out, and he's actually fairly calm here.
I want to keep the baby.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just don't want any kids. No.
Okay, so what you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? A very provocative question there. Like, what are you going to do about it then? He can't do anything. You know that. I think that she's digging a little bit, trying to get a reaction. And he's doing a fairly good job here in maintaining his position of, look, I don't want any kids, while being quite calm. Because you know as a man, this is going to fuck your life. And that's emotional. That's traumatic.
And what you going to do to me?
Nothing.
What are you going to do to me? That right there, she is almost begging him to make a threat. She wants to catch him out here. That's why she's recording the call. She's poison, by the way. That is poisonous. When you're provoking someone while recording it, knowing you're going to leak it later. And he's just said, look, I'm going to do nothing. As much as I'm not a fan of these guys, I'm also truthful. And I think he's handling it okay at this point. But it does make you wonder, for people who give advice out for young men how to live their lives, you got this kind of woman pregnant? Your judgment ain't great, pal. So before you start giving advice out, fuck me, you've got a lot to learn.
Well, why did I do anything to you?
Nothing.
Oh, this is so poisonous.
No, I know. So, like, how are you going to deal with this? By saying, I don't want a baby? That's all?
Like, go to the doctor, I guess.
So you want abortion?
Have we not made that clear? I feel like I should be this guy's lawyer at this point. Jesus Christ, you know he wants an abortion.
And why do you make me pregnant now?
Well, clearly he wanted to shag your love. and doesn't mean he wanted to have a kid with you. We all know that they are not the same thing. And funny old thing, she's saying, why do you make me pregnant? As if she was just like not even involved in the whole matter. It's in your body. It's definitely your responsibility too. Am I wrong? You know, there's like 30 or 40 contraceptive pills out there that she could have taken one. And clearly this man was raw dogging it. But when he was, I doubt, given his reaction, he was under the illusion that she wasn't on a pill of some form.
So just think about it. It's meant to be.
It's meant to be. It's like a miracle. Like Jesus. Well, you're religious. You'd know. Maybe it had nothing to do with him and God put it there. That would be a bit of a letdown if the second coming of Jesus was to an Instagram thought. Not really the same as a baby in a manger.
God wants you to have the baby.
Wow, she actually did say that. I was joking. Fucking hell. It was God's plan. Drake gave away money. He's giving away babies. Same thing, really.
Definitely not.
It is. God wants you to have a baby. 7 years never happened. And then you're fucking me for a month. And I'm pregnant.
A month? Fuck, bro. A month. Obviously, it's enough time for you to get her pregnant, but like, it's nowhere near enough time for you to decide whether or not you want to spend the rest of your life with some woman parenting a child. Man, she didn't give a fuck. She was like, I'm getting pregnant to you, mate.
Well, like, now I just think about it. If you force me to kill the baby, then you're a sin.
Pretty much. This is mental that this bloke gave advice out to young men about like what kind of women you should be going with. And this is the kind of woman he's got pregnant. So the theory after that video dropped online was that she was a Chinese escort that he'd sort of flown over to spend time with to fuck, but it wasn't anything serious. Well, the internet has done a little bit of digging and proved that it may have been more serious than that. For a start, she met his mother. Now, I thought this guy was supposed to be a pimp. I thought he was supposed to know the game and how to handle women. Mate, you introduced her to your mother? That's the point where she becomes, in her mind, she's wifey in waiting. She's your girlfriend at the very least. You don't introduce a fuck buddy to your mother. You're wondering where she got ideas of getting pregnant from. You fucking put them there when you made her a part of the family. I'm disappointed, I've got to say. I mean, you introduced her to your mother. What's next? Giving her gifts? Actually, yes, that is what's next. He's an amateur. What can I say? He bought her a Van Cleef bracelet worth 30 grand and she's even posted the receipt. God, this is good. So she posted a video of them walking along together on Instagram with the caption, I'm just a girl who was deceived by a love veteran for so-called love. He took me to meet his family and promised me to have a baby together. I came out of the United States without hesitation, alone. That might play into this whole Chinese escort story. Now I found out even my Instagram account where I can speak was hacked by him. Don't I even have basic human rights? Or is it just because I'm a foreigner? Just a reminder, she leaked a full conversation with him first, and now she's claiming she's the victim. Bullying me and my child like this. I mean, come on. Don't make me defend him. Bullying the baby. Oh, is its feelings hurt? Come on, Dad. Give us a break. I really want to be on your side, love, but it's really hard not to hate yous both. I have been exhausted these days. Well, I mean, editing conversations down like that can be tiring, right? Seeing him slander me online and deliberately smearing me. Oh my God! The hypocrisy! My heart really hurts. Did your heart hurt when you were dishing the dirt on him online, did it? I can't think that the person I love would be like this. Why is he like a devil? He used to say, I love you, and now he calls me a bitch. I mean, you've acted like a bit of a bitch. You leaked this fucking conversation to the world. You made him look like a twat. I'm not one to try and call women bitches out here. I do try and refrain from it if I can help it. But if that's not bitchy, then what the hell is? So she's done a video / live stream on her Instagram where she talks for 47 minutes. And from the smidgen of it I've watched, it's complete waffle, but we'll give it a whirl.
I'm not saying I'm naive or innocent. It's just sometimes when things happen, you're in a foreign country, you have to protect yourself.
She really protected herself by recording that call and uploading it.
He was saying, I don't want a baby. I don't want a baby. Wow, this is actually happening. Wow, this is true. I can't believe this is happening. What the fuck? You can't believe this is happening.
This is a man who gives advice out to young men out there. We need to gaffer tape his fucking mouth shut immediately. And now, a word from our sponsors. So a lot of yous know I love a game of poker, love the casinos, and I've now found my favourite new game online, which is BetKing. There's lots of different games you can play on the site. One of the games I love, obviously, is roulette. You can pick any table you want. I chose this one. I don't know why. I just felt lucky. My bet is 11, 10, 13 black, and 14 red. Come on. Oh, fucker. Do you know what? This one feels possible for me. 26 black, 29 black, 28 black, 25 red.
Yes! Get in!
Come on! Now, this game, you basically have to open different boxes and hope to avoid the mines, you know? So you get a good box, fingers crossed this is a good box. Bad box, angry face. So we have to see how many times I can open the smiley faces and every time win a little bit more money.
Oh, you bastard!
So this next one I like playing on is an aeroplane game where you place a bet at the start and as the aeroplane goes, you've got to cash out before the aeroplane explodes. Can we get the... This one's really hard. You can also see where everyone else is dropping out. So I'll drop out here. And three times. Can we make it? Three. Yep, go. Perfect. That is how you play. So as you can tell, I love a bit of betting and a lot of you will too. But obviously always only deposit what you can afford to lose. It's just a bit of fun and make sure it stays that way. And when you do deposit, they will give you 150% welcome bonus to whatever your deposit was. So make sure you're over 18, gamble responsibly. And if you want to check it out, click the link in the description below. And if you are a UK user, you might need a VPN for now, but they are dropping their UK site extremely soon. So thanks to betting. I'm sure a lot of you will enjoy the games, but for now, enjoy the video.
By having unprotected sex with your girlfriend, he know what's going to happen, right?
There's a reason why she wants to keep a baby to a guy that she met 2 minutes ago. He's not a fucking janitor. He's not sweeping the roads. The man is making a lot of money online. He bought her a $30,000 bracelet. That's why she wants to keep the fucking baby. Let's not kid ourselves here. People are asking in this chat, yeah, what? How did he get her? Bro, why do you think, right? She's not with him for his looks. No offense. She's with him for the cash. It's an exchange, yeah. And she thought, I'll get pregnant and secure the fucking bag. And she's done just that. He thought, I'll shag her, have a good time, and when I'm done, I'll move on to the next one. He fucked up.
They are using this for money. They are still trying to use this, the everything, like, every, like, they don't feel ashamed about it. They're still making money from it.
She's annoyed because she wanted them to feel ashamed so that she could then get her own way, basically. And the money is very much on her mind.
Of course I'm emotional. Of course I need my baby father supporting me, but he's not supporting me.
Maybe before you got pregnant, you should have thought, am I in a relationship where if I get pregnant, I'm going to be supported by him and that we have been together for a significant amount of time to prove that this is a long-term, sustainable relationship before we bring a child into the world? Have you thought about that? Was that not on your radar? I guess not. I wonder why. Maybe because this baby is a fucking paycheck. And you don't give a fuck about the environment you're bringing the baby into. You just want that money.
The first thing he said, I don't want the baby. What the fuck? You don't want the baby? Don't come inside me.
My God. My God. You're a grown woman. You busted it wide for him. You took the cum inside you. But let's not talk about that. Let's blame it all on him. And look, I'm not victim blaming for anyone who's going to say that. The real victim in this is the child. And that's why I'm a bit pissed off. Because there's another baby going to be created that isn't really wanted by both sides here, but is being brought into this world to secure the bag. That's the last reason a child should be born. But it's becoming more and more common. And ironically, if the laws weren't what they were, and in order to get half of a man's paycheck, a man had to be in a consenting situation where he's consented to wanting a child with you, whether that be for a meaningful period of time in a long-term relationship or officially married before you were entitled to any of his money while having a child with him, what impact do you think that would see? If women couldn't just have a one-night stand or a quick fling and get pregnant to a rich guy and then secure the bag, and they actually had to have written consent from a man to say, I am consenting into having a baby with you, and therefore I'm a committed father, what do you think would happen if we had a situation like that? All of a sudden, women would be more incentivized to be in committed long-term relationships before having a child, where the father would then be more likely to be present, and therefore it would be a better environment for all children out there. But God forbid we give fathers some rights around. Yeah. You know, the ironic thing is, I'm not allowed to sign a contract while I'm under the influence because it's legally binding and lasting for the rest of my life, but I can bust a nut in any woman's fucking clap them cheeks and get her pregnant and be committed to the next 18 years of my fucking wages while I'm pissed drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night. And that's fine. It doesn't make sense. So Myron, the best friend of Fresh, who's got the girl pregnant, did a stream on his own and basically just lashed out.
A lot of you motherfuckers are jellyfish. No! Fuck! fucking spine. And that's the reason why a lot of you motherfuckers are fat, triple chin, neck bearded, pieces of shit, fucking dorks with no money, and no one fucking respects you because you motherfuckers don't stand for nothing.
I feel like this is Myron really hurting at the fact of everything he's built Fresh and Fit to stand for is kind of being laughed at right now, because what is happening to them is the complete opposite of what they preach about. He's finger pointing a lot because he feels like the spotlight is firmly on them.
I stand with my fucking friends, period. Alright? Some of you motherfuckers need to get a fucking spine, you jellyfish SpongeBob in a fucking pineapple house.
He's having a real freak out here. And it's ironic because the people commenting on it are saying it's emotional, it's effeminate, it's unhinged. It's everything men should not do, by his own admission. And apparently they deleted this stream for that reason afterwards, I think. He's probably not proud of it. The one thing I will say, at least he's standing up for his mate. I'll give him some credit for that. But he's lost it.
I'm tired of you motherfuckers. Leave Fresh. Leave Fresh. He's only dude. He's only done. Well, fuck you. All right? I don't need to make a fucking cent off this fucking podcast. I'm fine.
If there's one thing I've learned about life, it's when someone goes, I'm fine, they're usually not fine.
My real estate will take care of me, because I knew that if I want to say what the fuck I want to say and not sell my soul, I need to go ahead and build residual income coming in every fucking month so I can sit here and tell you fucking haters, fuck you.
The fact that he's supposed to be like this bulletproof sort of manly man and he's reacting like this, he's exposing himself when it isn't even his life. It's his mate's life. And he's making himself look like a fucking tit here.
I have my soul, I have my spine, I have my integrity, I got my 10 toes and my 2 feet, and I fucking stand where the fuck I'm gonna stand, and if I die there, I'll die there with a smile on my face, because I can look in the fucking mirror and be happy with the man that I see, you pussy motherfuckers.
He thought this was his Braveheart moment. They can take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. No, it's not that. There's no fucking war. There's just a chick with a baby inside her wanting paid.
You fucking losers that sit there and say, oh, it's getting rocky, Martin. You should leave. Why do you stand by Stinko? Do you stand by the Tate? Do you still think they're even Trump, Chris? Chris is the idiot. Why are you still there? Chris drinks too much. Hey, no, shut the fuck up. That's why no one respects you, motherfucker. Because you don't stand for anything.
This is the point, though. We're saying you don't stand for what you're saying. You literally been bashing these kind of women. Meanwhile, you're fucking wifing them up, practically.
We've been through hell together. We had people come at us. We've had death threats at us. People fucking laugh at it every time we fucking go through some bullshit. People make allegations on us.
He can barely breathe right now. Do you know what he's saying? People have talked about us. That's it. Fuck me. You're sitting talking to a microphone. It's hardly the end of the fucking world.
You know who was around me the whole fucking time? These fucking guys.
He thinks this is Wolf of Wall Street. It's not. I've had people sectioned for less than this. Sorry, Dad.
3 years later, police some bitch that makes the same fucking allegations again!
I can see why he deleted this.
I can't be bought!
No one's trying to buy you. You're the one doing the paying. She's getting paid. That might have been an idea, though. How much for the abortion? Come on. How much? What are we talking? Put a number on it. 30 grand for the bracelet. It's going to be upwards of 400, for sure. So as if things couldn't get any worse, Myron then goes on the podcast and exposes the woman in question, the baby mama, as a sex worker. We were thinking that she was just some Instagram thought, taking a few dirty photographs or whatever online for a few quid. No, she's actually a full-blown hooker. You're making it worse, Myron. Just stop talking, pal.
In this photo that you guys can see here, we can see Jin Chen with meeting up with a potential client.
You're snitching on yourself. She's your baby mama.
You can be in cash and I will stay here for 1 hour.
1 hour? Doesn't mean you're only gonna stay for 1 hour.
Then I will stay here for 1 hour and then leave. Because for you, 1 hour is enough. You said 2-3 hours. I cannot stay for 2 and 3 hours.
You can't stay for 2 or 3 hours.
I can't.
Honestly, the onus is on you to make this experience wonderful so that I will want to see you again.
So, okay, so let's get started.
Are you sure?
We've got proof that she is definitely 100% a prostitute, a woman who sells sex for money. If you're introducing women to your mother, they're supposed to be the creme de la creme, the best of the best. He's introducing prostitutes to his mother and buying them jewelry and treating them like wifey, raw dogging them. You broke every rule in the fucking book and you claim to write the book. You claim to give all the advice out to these young lads.
I had a friend of mine translate this for me. As you guys would know, I play Overwatch, right? And I have a buddy, I call him the China Man. And, he went ahead and kindly translated this police report for us, and we have it for y'all here.
Oh, no.
At about 1940 on the evening of August 27, 2018, the reporter came to the police station to report that he met with a Chinese woman at about 12 o'clock noon on August 27, 2018.
Basically, she was a hooker in China as well. I wonder if she was one of the better ones, which is why she's over here. Like, sometimes, a bit like football, right? You do well over there, come over here, play in the big leagues.
And I hope you're watching this right now fucking crying because you've been exposed. Okay? Like, you need to go back to China.
China. China.
On a fucking visa, for some odd reason, you're still paying that $5,000 a month for rent in New York. I don't know how you can afford that when you're not supposed to be working. How are you making money? You shouldn't be working while you're here.
Oh, he's really threatening her now. He's getting quite legal, isn't it? So since then, they've got a lawyer on the podcast who's explained that she's broken the law by releasing the audio. She shouldn't even be in the country working, let alone doing sex work. So this whole thing is fucked up, and they're going to try and go after her legally, it seems. Meanwhile, she's still got his baby inside of her and is still going to need some way to support this kid. And I don't think sex work is the long-term answer. So what a fucking mess this is. And it goes back to what I've been saying in my past few videos is be careful who you listen to, especially podcasters, because most of them are full of shit. Don't forget to hit that like button, stay subscribed to the True Geordie YouTube channel. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.